Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pruss. Of course, she's the director for iWestern Community College, the Atlantic campus. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
And I'm really interested in talking about Lus Hill learners. I keep hearing really good thing.
Well, you know, this has been a group that it started long before my time. I think it started under Judy Marnin here at Iowa Western, and it's just been a great group to continue. And they just are constantly, their thirst for learning just continues to grow and grow and grow, and they make it a great group to coordinate and schedule programs for.
Now, when you say they, who attends?
Well, it's a wide variety of audience, but primarily older folks who are just wanting to continue to learn. And it happens on a Monday morning, so that maybe kind of helps, you know, determine our audience because it goes 9:30 to 11. But we just have a wide range of folks, and they just, their thirst for knowledge just doesn't stop. We have things such as, you know, how did the prime meridian be determined? Bob Anderson did a great job of telling us that, to talking about our wind turbines, to learning about new businesses in town, to learning about the museum in Griswold. We just have a wide variety of different topics over the years, and we just keep on finding more and more things to talk about.
Well, that's great, because it's continuing again, and I'll come back with some more questions, but let's talk about when it starts.
It starts a week from Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be on the 27th.
27th, right? That's right. Yes. It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah. And January's almost over, yeah.
That's right. So we're looking forward to the first date, that Monday, January 27th from 9:30 to 11.
And you really want to know who's coming.
It's ideal. Our room is starting to get fairly full. We can comfortably hold about 50 in our room. And so for the most part, we're starting to get full. So if folks can make their reservation in advance, that way we just know we have enough seats set up for that day.
And there is a fee.
There is a fee. We have a six-week series that's called Coffee and Conversation. And so that six-week series starts on January 27th, and that's $10 for that six-week series.
Okay, and then following that is?
Great Decisions. And Great Decisions is done by the Foreign Policy Association. So they prepare materials and topics that are very timely. So we are just now getting our 2014 materials for Great Decision. They've just finished preparing them at the end of last year. And so they are, global issues, but they're very, very timely global issues, and they're done on a very high level. And so they are excellent ways to learn more about what's going on in the world. We certainly don't walk away experts, but we walk away a lot more knowledgeable maybe on that particular topic than we did when we started.
It sounds like to me this would be a good supplement to all those news bites. You know, we talk about news, but there's not very much in-depth news unless you go to a special kind of program. And so this is an in-depth?
It is. We usually, someone from our group helps to present the material, so they are facilitating it, and then we just present the material, and it comes along with a wonderful video that's done, again, by the Foreign Policy Association. So usually that helps us kind of kickstart our knowledge, and then we discuss it and discuss other options about it, and it's really a great way to become more global in our thoughts and in what's going on in the world.
And the whole world affects us. You know, back in the good old days, it didn't seem like the world affected us so much. And at least it took longer. You know, maybe months or even years before something that China did kind of came to us. Now it's like, what happened yesterday affects us today.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's kind of interesting after we discuss all the different solutions. Of course, it just seems so obvious to us so many different times. So we wish we could just convey our thoughts and we say the world would be such a better place. But it is great to be able to have that additional exposure on a whole different level.
And even the Coffee and Conversations, although that's a program presentation, is maybe not meant to be so much discussion. I'm guessing there still is a lot of discussion because that's the people get to know each other. And
it is. It's wonderful. I always tease that my Lus Hill learners are my best students ever because, first of all, no matter what the weather is, they will be there and ready to learn at 9:30. And they are just great. They have lots of great questions. And we have speakers that have a wide variety of different topics. And sometimes our speakers say, well, I can't fill an hour and a half. And I said, my group will ask you just tons of great questions. And they do. And 9 times out of 10, I have to step in and stop the group at 11 because the questions are just flowing. The knowledge is going, and it's like I said, it's just a great learning experience.
Do you want to mention a couple of the first programs? I know you have to have those arranged ahead of time, so you've got a couple of those set up.
You know, and we do. We have our kickoff speaker will be Laura Cruz. And Laura is a new instructor at Western. She's just going in. She just finished her first full year with us. And she just has a wide variety of different knowledge base. She has several different master's degrees, and one over in the English and composition part, and one in history. So that love of both of those together is based in her first, she's kicking us off for the season. And she's going to talk more about literature. And we really haven't done a topic like this before. But she's looking at literature through the different ages and the celebration of no matter what your age is, and how our looking glass kind of changes as we age, but how each era that we go through in our life, each time of our life, can be celebrated with so many great milestones and things that are happening. So that's where she's going to take her first focus of her program, which I think will be fascinating. And she is, like I said, just finished a year. She teaches English for us. She teaches multicultural lit. She teaches some history classes. And she does a new platform for Iowa Western. It used to be ICN was probably fairly well known for folks, but now we are using a product that's called Link, and it's like a video conferencing. So she teaches out of Atlantic, but she broadcasts to Harlan and to Shenandoah and Clarinda. We're not doing that for the Les Hills learners, but we're doing it for our college credit classes. So Laura has really taken this whole issue of learning and different platforms to a whole new level for us here in Atlantic, and has done a great job in her leadership with that. So she's a fascinating woman, and I'm sure we'll convince her to talk a little bit more about herself along the way. So that's one of our programs in our Les Hills learners. And then we have lots of other programs in the works as well. They're all different and fascinating. We have a couple of business-related topics. We have a couple topics that relate to just how different things were formed. Like one, Bob Anderson, I think, is going to step in and do another program for us talking about the Iowa-Missouri border and some of the history and some of the border wars and how that's called the Honey Wars. And so he always provides a great sense of history to us with different programs. So it's just, like I said, a wide variety of different things. And sometimes along the way, they help me brainstorm. If we have one or two sessions open at the end, they say, boy, it would be great to hear a topic about this. And so then we just usually go ahead and fill those in, and it's just something to look forward to.
So that's, if you want to meet new people, you want to visit your friends, you want to hear something new, learn something new, Les Hills Learners.
It is
the place to be.
Everyone is welcome.
Yeah. And, you know, think about getting registered, because, like you say, that room can fill up and you don't want to be left out in the cold.
That's
so to
right.
Speak. And then that following time. Now, what are the dates of the policy one?
Oh, the Foreign Policy Association starts 6 weeks after the January 27th.
Okay.
So
okay.
I believe that's the four Mondays in March, and we finish up all yet in March.
Okay.
Yes.
So Monday morning, think Les Hills Learners, think Iowa Western Community College, and give you a call there. Now, you have obviously, you mentioned about Laura teaching a lot of the credit classes, but of course you have non-credit classes going on and the CEU classes and so on. A couple of those you want to mention?
You bet. You know, some of the exciting things that are going on maybe from a federal level is some funding for some short-term training. It's called GAP funding, and what it will allow is for a person who qualifies to have either all or part of their tuition for a continuing education class that leads to a profession, such as phlebotomy or CNA. And Iowa Western has a very long list of different classes that it can be that's this short-term training that students can get money for and really change their life through education on a short-term basis. So it's not a college degree, but definitely a professional pathway. And so that's really exciting right now that we have those resources that are available and out there. We're also starting the new, it used to be called GED, now it's called HiSET, which we're just trying to manipulate into all the understandings for us in terms of what that means for students, but it's our high school equivalency tests. And so we do that out of our center as well. And then we have some fun continuing education. Like we have a scarf class coming up in a couple weeks, and it's a t-shirt scarf and how you do it and tie it and just some fun things like that along the way.
That.
So, yeah.
And we just have a half a minute here. We want to mention the jazz and wine date, and that's coming up.
Sunday, March the 2nd. And that is just what a great celebration for our community. But the win-win out of the whole situation is scholarships for students. Last year, we were able to award over $8,000 in scholarships to students, and that believe you me, changes students' lives through education.
Absolutely. And we'll be hearing more about that. So thanks so much to you, Ann Pross, who's director of Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Until next time, here's a thought. Finish last is always better than did not finish, which is always better than did not start.